Now, read task 3. Now listen to part 3.
Wow, look at all the people. There must be at least 15,000.
Well, the stadium is sold out today, and it has special seating capacity for more than 30,000 during the games. Normally, its capacity is about 18,000. It used to be only 12,700, but the stadium has been renovated for about £72 million.
That's a lot.
True, but nothing compared to the cost of the whole event. I bet you can't guess how much it actually is. I'll tell you. The British government announced that the event would cost £778 million.
Okay, who pays?
The British government covers 75% and the Birmingham City Council the rest. The Commonwealth Games in Birmingham will be the most expensive sporting event in the UK since the 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
Paul, look, what's happening now? I think the ceremony is about to start.
It typically starts with the raising of the host country's flag and a performance of its national anthem.
Oh, do I have to sing along?
It'll be enough if you just stand up for the national anthem, to show your respect. By the way, the flag of the Commonwealth Games Federation and the flag of the nation which hosted the last games are also raised during the opening ceremony.
Where did the last games take place?
They were held in Gold Coast, Australia, in 2018.
What happens now?
There are some artistic displays of music, singing, dance and theatre, presenting British culture. And before you ask, yes, that's also very expensive. I don't know how much this ceremony is going to cost, but I know that the ceremony at the Delhi Games cost $70 million.
And what about the athletes? Aren't they part of the opening ceremony?
Yes, they are. After the artistic displays, the athletes parade into the stadium grouped by nation. The last host nation is traditionally the first one to enter. The others then follow in alphabetical order, with the host country's athletes being the last to enter. There are a few speeches, and then the games are formally opened.
Do the sports events start right away after the opening?
No, not today. The baton is brought into the stadium and finally passed to a successful athlete from the host nation, who hands it over to the head of the Commonwealth.
Ah, I know. Karen told me. That's always the King or Queen of England.
Aha, very good, Johannes. Now, listen to part 3 again.
Wow, look at all the people. There must be at least 15,000.
Well, the stadium is sold out today, and it has special seating capacity for more than 30,000 during the games. Normally, its capacity is about 18,000. It used to be only 12,700, but the stadium has been renovated for about £72 million.
That's a lot.
True, but nothing compared to the cost of the whole event. I bet you can't guess how much it actually is. I'll tell you. the British government announced that the event would cost £778 million.
Okay, who pays?
The British government covers 75% and the Birmingham City Council the rest. The Commonwealth Games in Birmingham will be the most expensive sporting event in the UK since the 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
Paul, look, what's happening now? I think the ceremony is about to start.
It typically starts with the raising of the host country's flag and a performance of its national anthem.
Oh, do I have to sing along?
It'll be enough if you just stand up for the national anthem, to show your respect. By the way, the flag of the Commonwealth Games Federation and the flag of the nation which hosted the last games are also raised during the opening ceremony.
Where did the last games take place?
They were held in Gold Coast, Australia, in 2018.
What happens now?
There are some artistic displays of music, singing, dance and theatre presenting British culture. And before you ask, yes, that's also very expensive. I don't know how much this ceremony is going to cost, but I know that the ceremony at the Delhi Games cost $70 million.
And what about the athletes? Aren't they part of the opening ceremony?
Yes, they are. After the artistic displays, the athletes parade into the stadium grouped by nation. The last host nation is traditionally the first one to enter. The others then follow in alphabetical order, with the host country's athletes being the last to enter. There are a few speeches, and then the games are formally opened.
Do the sports events start right away after the opening?
No, not today. The baton is brought into the stadium and finally passed to a successful athlete from the host nation, who hands it over to the head of the Commonwealth.
Ah, I know. Karen told me that's always the King or Queen of England.
Aha, very good, Johannes. This is the end of the listening comprehension test.